we're going to talk about, we're going to go back a little ways. What happened in September of 2016 when a group of local artists got together?
Well, I even prior to that, I'd been reaching out on Facebook because I am an individual member of this organization called Urban Sketchers. I have been sketching for many years and had become aware of this international group of people that do what I do, and that is to sketch on location. And so I had reached out on Facebook to friends and just said, hey, if I wanted to form a chapter, would anybody be interested? And I got a really great response. So we actually had our very first gathering in September of last year and just said, let's meet somewhere in the middle of the state, kind of. And so we chose Dover, and we had we put it out on Facebook that we were going to have this, what they call sketch crawls, and it was going to be in Dover. And we had about a dozen people show up to our very first event. And
I love it. Sketch crawls. Yeah. What happens during a sketch crawl?
Well, a sketch crawl is an event, and it usually has a limited amount of time. We keep it to about 3 hours, which is about enough time to get out there. So what we do is we set a location. Say we were on the green in Dover for our first meeting, and people can sketch. They can sit right there and do a sketch, and then they might move over, you know, down the block to another location, but staying within that area. But they can move from area, you know, from spot to spot, and which is kind of what I do. I generally do two or three sketches during the course of that 3 hours.
And Rosemary, just to clarify, you're sketching what is around you?
Yes, exactly. It's capturing the world around you, and it's capturing it in sketches and also in noting, you know, the place, the time of day. It's observing the world around you and capturing it in drawings and in words. And it might be as simple as, you know, Dover on the green and the date, or you might write more about it. I'm sitting here, I hear the sound of birds, there's traffic, you know, someone stopped to look over my shoulder. Just trying to sort of capture a whole memory in that moment that you were there sketching.
Talk to me about some, I'm looking at the list, but talk to our listeners about some of your past sketch crawl locations.
Oh, okay. Because we're a small state, we go up and down. So we alternate between Newcastle County, Kent County, and Sussex County so that we can attract people who may not want to go, you know, all the way from Wilmington down to Bethany Beach. But we do have some who do come. Wherever we go, they come. But so we have been in Leipzig. We've been in Old Newcastle. We've been at the Air Mobility Museum in Dover. We've been at the antique store in Milford, Delaware, at the Milford Museum, down in Rehoboth, right on the boardwalk. So the locations are really varied. We try to find interesting places where there would be a variety of opportunities to sketch. Plus, we always try to determine if there's parking. Our events are free, so we try not to go to places where there would be a fee. And yet, some of the locations, like the museums, have allowed us to come without paying a fee, which is really wonderful, and we appreciate very much. So, yeah, what was the rest of your question?
No, I was going to say, so as an artist, what makes Delaware, in your opinion, because it could vary with other people, in your opinion, what makes Delaware so sketchable?
Well, you know what? In my opinion, everything is sketchable. But Delaware has, it has the variety of the charming small towns, the beaches, the landscape, the old barns and historic places are always of interest. So as I say, for me, I can sketch anywhere and find something interesting. People who sketch, you know, you learn to see things that normally people don't even notice. And so so everything is up for grabs. I mean, I've sketched my toothpaste and toothbrush before. So, it's, you know, for me, everything is sketchable.
What is your most favorite thing that you have sketched over the years?
Oh, gosh. That's
come on, pick one. Pick one.
You know what? I have sketched at Abbott's Mill probably more than any other place, just because I love that location.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. So of all the places that I visited in Delaware, that's close to home. It's a lovely place to walk, but it also affords you nature and some old buildings, and it's just a really interesting place to go.
All right, so now that we have the background about Urban Sketchers, how you got started, what it's all about, you guys have received kind of an international designation now. What's that all about?
Well, we are now what's called an official chapter. So the great thing about being a chapter is you're recognized sort of all over the world. And people who are traveling that sketch, you know, will go online and say, wow, I'm going to go to Rehoboth Beach. I wonder if there's a chapter there. And so, you know, they can reach out to us and come and sketch with us. And it's so it's sort of part of something larger than just a group of people who go out and sketch together.
You know, how many other chapters are there?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know the answer to that question. It's probably on their website, but they're literally all over the world. In Europe, in Asia, Africa, they're everywhere. And it's such an exciting thing for me because I think, and it appeals to people at all ages and men, women. It's just such a fun thing to do. And it's because I think in this world where everything is computer, it's all high tech, you know, to have something that all you need is a little sketchbook and a pen, literally, and you can go out and have this experience that it just enriches your life. It just makes you see the world in a more intimate way.
I was going to say, you guys have a very interesting website, so I want you to give that to our listeners. Also, you have a Facebook page.
Yes, that's part of being a chapter is to have that Facebook presence so that our members can... We actually have a Facebook page and we have a group page. And on the group page is where other people, members and other people who are part of Urban Sketchers Delaware can post their images, the things that they have maybe sketched on their own or, you know, with us together. So it's a place where we can communicate with the world.
Let's give people the Facebook or the website address where they can go and read more about your group.
Okay. Well, the international group is just urbansketchers.org, and our page is, if they just look for Urban Sketchers Delaware, that's the page, and then the group page just has a little group in parentheses, and that's the group page. So if they just look for Urban Sketchers Delaware on Facebook, they'll find us.
Okay, and then let's tell people where the next Urban Sketchers Delaware's next sketch crawl will be taking place.
The next sketch crawl is going to be November 2nd. We always meet on the second Sunday of every month from noon to 3. And this November is going to be in lovely downtown, historic downtown Smyrna. And we will meet in front of the Lemon Leaf Cafe that is right there in Smyrna. But we have so many historic buildings there to sketch, and there's the wonderful restored opera house and other, you know, just really beautiful buildings. So lots of opportunity for sketching.
All right, Rosemary Connolly from Urban Sketchers. Am I leaving anything else out that our listeners need to know?
Gosh, well, as I said, it's completely free. Anyone can come out and sketch. You don't have to be a professional artist. We have anywhere from beginners to, you know, to lifelong sketchers. So they shouldn't be intimidated if they're new to the world of sketching, but have the interest in trying. They should at least come out and check us out. It's a lot of fun, and it's just really a great activity to take part in.